Hey, good morning. My name is Anne Marie, and you are on the corner of Lunacy and Nutcracker Street. Today, I have a quote of the day from Tallulah Bankhead. She was an American actress born on this date in 1902. She passed on December 12th, 1968. Okay, so her quote is this. Television could perform a great service in mass education, but there's no indication its sponsors have anything like this on their minds. And that's your quote of the day. Here are your horoscopes by Linda C. Black for January 31st, 2020, written by Nancy Black. Aries, today is a 7, an intensely creative moment flowers naturally. Pamper yourself with personal time, process recent changes, and adapt to current realities. Express your artistic view. Taurus, today is a 6. Enjoy blissful peace and quiet. Don't try to force a locked door. Wait for better conditions. Consider a puzzle to discover hidden solutions. Gemini, today is an 8. Stay in communication with your team despite a barrier or challenge. Collaborate to save resources, provide motivation and encouragement. Cheer with all your heart. Cancer, today's an 8. A professional prize still lies within reach, although the test could seem difficult. Research and communicate with your support networks to find solutions. Leo, today's a 7. Slow to adapt to changing travel conditions. Stay in communication to find what you need as you go. Discover solutions through networking and take it easy. Virgo, today's an 8. Resolve a shared financial challenge with communication. Don't let it destroy your domestic tranquility. Postpone expensive moves. Slow and easy does it. Libra, today's a 7. Stay connected with your partner despite an unforeseen obstacle. Keep your patience and wait until asked for your opinion. Support each other with steady communication. Scorpio, today's a 6. Your energies could feel stretched thin. It's okay to say no or postpone things. Guard your physical wellness with healthy foods, exercise, and rest. Sagittarius, today's a 7. Support a loved one through a challenge. Communication can unlock doors. Listen especially. Relax and wait for developments. Prioritize having fun with beloved people. Capricorn, today is a 7. Domestic matters require attention. Maintain patience and humor. Make repairs and upgrades. Research for best options. Listen to family considerations. Align on the best solution. Aquarius, today is an 8. A misunderstanding could get awkward. Calmly clarify without losing your cool. Adapt to changing circumstances with grace and patience. Edit your comments before submitting. Pisces, today's a 7. Focus attention to navigate a financial barrier or delay. Stay frugal and keep it simple. Take time to resolve miscommunications immediately. Maintain a positive outlook. And those are your horoscopes for January 31st, 2020. If you were born today, January 31st, charming and well-liked in love, you are a very amorous person, highly intelligent, you are also perceptive and compassionate, so that your smarts are not only book smarts. You are well-organized, hardworking, and robust. You often feel that a job well done is one you do yourself and might sometimes make decisions for others as a result. Idealistic with people, you are born to love, but are not always settled in that area of your life. Famous people born today include Justin Timberlake, Jackie Robinson, Carol Channing, Minnie Driver, Johnny Rotten, Tallulah Bankhead. For the year ahead, celebrate and collaborate with friends this year. Craft detailed plans, dreams, and visions. Creative inspiration flourishes this winter as you resolve a physical challenge. Summer brings a change in strategy for a collaborative effort and an energizing rise in health and vitality. Teamwork produces satisfying victories. Happy birthday, Aquarius! This day in rock and roll history, January 31st. In 1957, Decca Records announced that Bill Haley and his Comets, Rock Around the Clock, had sold over 1 million copies in the UK, mostly on 10-inch 78s. In 1961, 24 years old, Bobby Darin becomes the youngest performer at that time to headline a TV special, Bobby Darin and Friends, which aired on NBC. 1963, Beach Boys records Surfin' USA, which will climb to number 3 in the U.S. by mid-April. Although it was credited as being composed by Brian Wilson, the tune was a note-for-note cover of Chuck Berry's Sweet Little 16. Following a lawsuit, Berry was granted writing credit and royalties from that record. 1967, while taking a break from the filming of Strawberry Fields Forever promotional video at Knoll Park, Seven Oaks, Kent, John Lennon buys an 1843 poster from an antique shop in Surrey, which will provide him with many of the lyrics for Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. In 1970, Jackson 5 scores the first of 4 straight Billboard number 1 hits with I Want You Back. Song reached number 2 in the UK. 1971, Bobby Darin walks off the Jackie Gleason show set when he is not allowed to sing Long Line Rider, a song about the poor treatment of prisoners in America. 1972, less than a day after an incident now known as Bloody Sunday, in which British soldiers killed 12 Irish civil rights demonstrators, Paul McCartney writes and records Give Ireland Back to the Irish. After some resistance from EMI, the song will finally be released on February 25th, but was immediately banned by the BBC, Radio Luxembourg, and the Independent Television Authority. Despite the lack of airplay, the song would reach number 1 on the singles charts in the Republic of Ireland and Spain, also climbing to number 16 on the UK singles charts and number 21 in the United States. 1977, Elton John won awards for Favorite Male Artist and Favorite Single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart with Kiki Dee, at the 4th American Music Awards, held in California. 1978, Blood, Sweat, and Tears saxophone player Greg Herbert died of an accidental drug overdose in Amsterdam during the band's European tour, and he was just 30 years old. 1981, jazz drummer Cozy Cole, who had a U.S. number 3 hit with Topsy Part 2 in 1958, died of cancer at age 73. Also, same year, Blondie tops the Cashbox bestsellers list and Billboard Hot 100 with The Tide Is High, a song written and recorded in 1967 by John Holt and his Kingston, Jamaica band, The Paragons. 1985, the mother of the group, The Cowsills, Barbara Cowsill, passes away at the age of 56. She and her family were the real-life inspiration for the Partridge Family TV show. In 1987, Paul Simon's Graceland went to number 1 on the UK album chart, and the LP would stay on the list for 101 weeks. In 1997, David Bowie released part of his holdings in intellectual property for sale on the stock market, becoming the first rock star to offer Wall Street stock options on his career. 1999, after a performance by Kiss during the pregame ceremony, Cher sings the national anthem at Super Bowl 33. Stevie Wonder provided halftime entertainment. In 2004, Barry Manilow was taken to Palm Springs, California hospital after suffering chest pains. He was released after a brief stay and a series of tests. 2009, Dewey Martin, drummer and backing vocalist for Buffalo Springfield, on their 1967 hit, For What It's Worth, died from hardening of the arteries at the age of 68. In 2013, Aaron Neville notched his first top 10 album on the Billboard R&B chart when My True Story landed at number 7. His first appearance on that list was in 1960 with Over You. 2015, R&B singer and songwriter Don Covey passed away at the age of 78. Among the songs he wrote were Chubby Checker's hit Pony Time, Aretha Franklin's Chain of Fools, and Rolling Stone's Mercy Mercy. In 2017, John Wetton, who played bass guitar in King Crimson, Uriah Heep, and Roxy Music, before fronting supergroup Asia, dies at the age of 67 after a battle with colon cancer. This is your day in rock. So, a man came in to give his application to the manager, but the manager asked, when reviewing it, why is there a 4-year gap in your application? And the man responded, Yale. The manager hired him, and the guy says, thanks, I needed a job. Hey, good morning. I have been watching the coronavirus. It's been very, very interesting because it's rapidly expanded since I started watching it, which was only Sunday. There were, on the 26th, there were like 2,700 cases. And now on the 31st, 5 days later, there are almost 10,000 cases. That's pretty bad. Of course it is. Mainstream media does not have the latest and greatest information. They are comparing this to the flu. No, this is not like the flu. It's not even developing like the flu. It's serious because there's no immunity to a novel virus. Novel virus meaning that there has never been this virus in the land before, and now we are facing it for the first time. So you have to pay attention to what you hear from the scientific community. Don't get your information from mainstream media. A great source is Quora.com. That's a community of doctors and scientists. They have Corona Virus Watch there, and they will give you information as they are studying and they are learning and they are updating as best they can. And just stay informed. Stay informed. And don't let people say, don't worry, don't worry. It's not really something to not worry about. It's something to be informed about and be cautious and understand that we're in the midst of a pandemic that will change the globe forever. And we need to know that now. Life is changing right now. This is history right now. It's not good history. You're part of it. I'm part of it. And we need to be aware of the implications of the pandemic that is coming across the globe. And it's not if, it's when. It's gonna be here. You cannot contain a virus that has spread to that many people into, you know, keep it into one country. You can try, but you're not gonna be able to do it. Coronavirus has been out since December 1st, recorded cases. 6 of the 7 cases were not from the Wuhan seafood market. So they were unfairly targeted and criticized. And there's only one case that came out of there. And this virus has been meeting people since December. which means that there are cases that were not detected. People were passing away of pneumonia and people did not realize that it was the coronavirus that brought the pneumonia along. Only problem is that it's become so transmitted that that's why the numbers are climbing exponentially. It's crazy how quickly. The other thing to note, they still have a death toll that's greater than the recovered toll. And I don't think you can look away from that. They're having a problem. They're having a problem getting people to recover from this. So I would say stay informed. Don't go through mainstream media. Get onto Quora.com. Get the latest information. Be smart. Make decisions based upon what you're hearing from there. Okay? And I'll see you here next Friday on the corner of Lunacy and Nutcracker Street. Later.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.